It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm pleased to have as a guest in the studio, Susan Kirsch, one of the founders of Citizen Marin. Citizen Marin is comprised of the leaders of neighborhood and community groups from throughout Marin County who are wrestling with the demands of the sustainable communities strategies. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Susan, could you just please tell my listeners a little about yourself?
Sure. Since this is a radio audience, I'll start out by saying I'm a silver-haired woman. I'm a 34-year resident of Mill Valley, raised my two kids there. You know, I love gardening, I love travel, I love writing. And in the political realm, back in 2007, I helped start a group called Friends of Mill Valley, who was wrestling with a Miller Avenue Precise Plan. And then, as you mentioned more recently, was a co-founder with Citizen Marin.
Susan, you recently wrote a guest editorial in the Marin Independent Journal entitled Silencing the Voice of the People. What inspired you to write that editorial?
Well, it's great to think that it was inspiration, and I'd have to say it's also a whole lot of frustration. My history with the Bay Area Plan, which the article is about, goes back to May of 2011, when ABAG, you know, along with MTC, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, and ABAG being the Association of Bay Area Governments, held their first visioning session in San Rafael. And many of us showed up being excited and anticipating that we were being asked to share a vision about what could be happening in Marin, and understanding that people in 101 cities of the 9-county Bay Area were also being convened to look at the issue of long-term planning for transportation and housing. But what became pretty quickly frustrating and annoying was the fact that we were dealing with an agency that was using inflated numbers around housing and jobs growth, that they were making what seemed like faulty assumptions that we could address greenhouse gas emissions by building high-density housing near transportation. And probably the thing that was most frustrating of all was the fact that from that very first meeting, there was a feeling of this being such a manipulative process, that this was not a two-way conversation. It's as if people had already decided already then what the options were going to be in terms of how Plan Bay Area would be finalized in 2013. So it was that frustration I've been carrying over these 2 years period and doing a lot to try to work to inform and educate people about Plan Bay Area. And the insight that struck me that prompted me to write this article was that ABAG, like so many other of our agencies these days, is a JPA. JPA standing for a Joint Powers Authority.
Well, is a Joint Powers Authority bad?
You know, initially, joint powers authorities were great things. They started in 1920 when San Francisco and Alameda County teamed up together to fight tuberculosis. But it's as if we now have JPAs on steroids. And the thing that's bad about them is that they've become the kinds of agencies that don't have direct representation for the people. So when a JPA is formed, governing agencies of a county or transportation or water or sewer come together, and then to get their board, who makes the decisions about the mission and the activities and the budgets, they have people selected from among the local city councils or the board of supervisors to serve on these boards. So instead of having direct representation, we've added another layer of government. And people who might have run for the city council because they knew about their city's demands in terms of traffic or potholes or vegetation management suddenly are put into a position of now having to be an expert around region-wide land use planning. Or another one of the JPAs that's been, you know, had some controversy was MEA, the Marin Energy Authority, where we ended up having city council members who, again, knew about their city were suddenly being asked to draw up contracts with the likes of Shell Oil to be able to deliver energy.
Susan, at the end of your editorial, you warn of the next challenge. What is that challenge?
Oh, boy. So, well, we've had Senate Bill 375 is the one that brought us all of the commotion around Plan Bay Area. Now, Daryl Steinberg has another bill that is moving through the legislature and is coming up for a signature from Jerry Brown in October called Senate Bill 1. Senate Bill 1 is a bill that has the name the Sustainable Communities Investment Authority, and it's a bill that becomes the teeth, the implementation arm of Senate Bill 375 in Plan Bay Area.
What impact would this Senate Bill 1 have on local zoning and design review here in Marin?
Well, so some of these details still have to be worked out, but here's a couple of things that many of us are feeling are troubling about Senate Bill 1. You know, for one thing, Senate Bill 1 has the authority to be able to declare land as blighted based on the fact that this group in the investment authority would determine that it is inefficient land use. So rather than in the past where buildings would need to be shown or property would have to be shown to be, you know, run down or unkept, the new definition under Senate Bill 1 is that if it's inefficient land use, that property can be claimed under eminent domain and put to the use of the people who are operating in the JPA, the investment authority. So that's one big problem with Senate Bill 1. Another thing that causes some concern for people is the fact that this is being created as a brand new authority, another authority like ABAG as a JPA, and that this authority won't come under the scrutiny of an audit until it's been in operation for 5 years. And then there would still be 2 years to be able to remedy whatever they might find in the five-year audit. So there's many of us who think that that's just not following best practices to have a brand new agency that's not audited until 5 years. And a third thing about this, about Senate Bill 1, is that they would be operating with what's called the tax incremental financing, which seems to be that give them the authority to pull off some of the tax money that would be collected by the city and the county to divert that money into the operations of the Sustainable Communities Investment Authority. So the combination of all of these things just makes this seem like a really bad investment, a bad direction for local control and local communities. It's being presented as if it's going to be really good for jobs and good for the economy. But for those of us in day-to-day life, liking the quality of life that we have reason to pay attention to this bill.
Susan, I learned the other night in Strawberry that this limit on this condemnation is, half a mile from a major highway? But they do define that half a mile as the crow flies.
Yeah, very interesting how they keep the control for the definitions in their own court. Even to this day, as I recall, there's no definition of sustainability that people have come to agreement on or that would stand up in court. It's one of those terms that gets thrown around. So the half mile as the crow flies is not a surprise.
So, Susan, what would you recommend the listeners do regarding Senate Bill 1?
You know, for one thing, you know, this time has gone by so fast, and giving the overview of why I wrote the article and the silencing of the voice of the people. So my first recommendation is that people go to the Mill Valley Patch and look up the articles by Bob Silvestri, who's done a four-part series, an in-depth analysis of how we've come to the situation we're in with JPAs, the Joint Power Authorities, and especially looking at Senate Bill 1, the Sustainable Communities Investment Authority, and some of the other bills that are coming down the pike that further erode local control and local decision-making. So, one, I'd suggest you check those out on the Mill Valley Patch. Then the second thing, you know, these are the kinds of things that we always end up recommending because they always have the greatest impact. And that is that, you know, people need to communicate with the elected officials to talk to the people in your city, you know, in the county governments. Talk to people about Senate Bill 1. Do your own education and then make phone calls, send emails, write letters. Pay attention to what's going on because, again, my concern, and going back to writing the article, is that the voice of the people is being silenced and our right to make decisions about our lives is being eroded.
Susan, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today. Your comments have been both enlightening and frightening.
Thanks, John. It's been great to be here and to be able to talk about this. I'm glad to help build awareness among more people. Thanks.
One final note, State Senator Daryl Steinberg will be the keynote speaker at the Dining with Democrats event on Saturday, September 21st. Why don't you go to the event and let him know how you feel about his law? Google Marin Democrats for more information. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.